Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Mindshift Podcast. Today, I want to talk with you about 10 strategies, best practices, tips, if you will, for building trust, building authority, credibility in the marketplace so that you're seen as a thought leader, your business, your brand, your personal brand. You might be an author, a speaker, a coach, a CEO, or a founder. If you're listening to this today and you're trying to grow your business digitally, it's critically important that you bring your expertise to the forefront. This is the Mindshift Podcast, where we share real stories, real strategies that will help you find real success. This is the place to hear from people just like you who have taken their ideas, goals, and dreams from a point of inspiration to realization, or when life knocked them down, from a point of breakdown to breakthrough. I'm your host, Darrell Evans. Let's get started with today's episode. For the last 13 years at our agency, Yoko Local, we've been helping small and mid-sized companies grow their businesses online with digital marketing, social media, internet, so SEO, all the things you can think of in digital. One thing that we've noticed that has been a point of resistance for a number of the CEOs, founders, speakers, coaches, and authors is their reluctance to really use their voice, their face, and their message as a point of leverage in communicating in their marketing. Now, what do I mean by that? Recently, in a couple of conversations, one was with a startup, the other was with a very seasoned entrepreneur, 20 plus years in their field. What I'm seeing and what they're questioning is, do I have to be the personal brand? Do I have to do the videos? Do I have to create content? Do I have to write all the emails? Well, here's the reality. You don't have to do all of the things. And I'm going to share with you 10 ideas that maybe one of them will land for you today. I know at least a couple of these should land for you. But you don't have to do all the work, right? So it's not about you doing it. But I do believe that today, when we think about the way we as consumers interact today, we want to interact with humans. You know, we are not, many of us, we're not Starbucks. We're not Target. We're not, you know, these big brands, Coca-Cola and Nike and Adidas and so forth. We are not celebrities. We just don't get the same ability to do what they do. But on the flip side, look at what celebrities do. Celebrities are always out front promoting not just themselves, but their products, their projects, and their brand. But for some reason, small business owners, mid-sized business owners, entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, for some reason, we want to let the product or the service do all the work. And I think if we just take a look at those couple of examples, we'll understand why we may have it backwards. Today in this episode, I want to keep it short. I want to go quick. I'm going to give you these tips the way I gave them to these two individuals that we discussed about the other day. And I hope you'll take them and run with them. Okay, so number one, the one problem that a lot of people are always concerned with, business owners, entrepreneurs, they're concerned with this idea of creating content today, quality content that's relevant for their target audience. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to start. Should I do blogs? Should I do email? Should I do video? What should I do to reach my target audience? And the answer is all of it, right? But the key is you must have a leveraged approach. You as the entrepreneur or founder or CEO, you should be able to, with your team or by yourself, you should be able to sit down once per month and create almost all of the content you could possibly need for your website, for your social media, for your emails. You should be able to sit down once per month in one day, 2 to 3 to 4 hours, and be able to get all of that done in one day if you have the proper leveraged model. What do I mean by leveraged? What we think about in our business and what we think about for our clients, most of our clients, I don't know about you, most of our clients don't have time every day to be doing content. Most of our clients don't have more than one or two people on their marketing team. And in many cases, they're the ones doing the marketing and running and growing the business, owning the business. That's where a lot of us have to start. So when you're limited on resources, you've got to think of a leveraged way to do this. Okay. So one of the strategies we give is that we ask that person to sit down each and every month and we walk them through or ask them to walk through answering 5 to 10 of the most frequently asked questions that they receive from their ideal customers or prospects, either before or after the sale, before, during, or after the sale, and use those as the seed for all of the content being created. You know, we're way past the day of going just to a search engine to look up SEO tools and keyword research, it doesn't mean that those tools aren't valuable. But today we have a better way. If we just use the words of our customers, if we use the words of our prospects, if you're just getting started, you're going to use the consumer research that you did before you launched the business. So the first idea is sit down once a month to create all of your high quality content. Number two, what you then share on social media are simply short pieces of knowledge and insights through either previous speaking engagements, previous blog posts. One of the best ideas that I've helped a company with is they have been writing a newsletter for years. Every Tuesday, they write a newsletter. In that newsletter, there's a very thoughtful, very knowledgeable, very expert written and helpful piece of content in that newsletter. There's a part of their newsletter that it could be 300 words. It could be 250, 200, 250, 300. I started reading their emails and I said, why don't you take that email and speak that into an audio file? And then we can turn that in with B-roll, which is just generic video background. We could turn that into video. So now you're producing the email once, but now it can be social media. It can be a video clip. It can be not just an email. It can be a video clip. It can live as an audio. Okay, so this other idea is how do you share your knowledge and expertise in short bite-sized snippets, and you don't have to take it away from anything else that you're already doing. It could be something that you're already doing. Going back to number one, that idea of leverage. Number three, collaborate. Listen, the easiest way to create content is just to collaborate. One of the funnest things I've done in the last 4.5 years in my business is sit down with other experts in my field and other fields and sit down and interview them on a podcast. You know, one of the fastest ways available today to create content is to sit down and interview someone who's an expert at what they do, and you have a collaborative conversation. Nothing can move the needle faster in creating content, spreading your expertise, helping and collaborate with relationship building. You know, if we think about building relationships offline, we always talk about networking. And I swear this podcast has been one of the most powerful networking tools in my lifetime. I couldn't trade the last 4.5 years of podcasting and meeting with my guests and collaborating on and offline with them. Nothing compares than being in running your own podcast. Okay, so consider that as an idea. Okay, number four, everybody knows about social media. The question about social media today, a lot of people complain is, how do I get more reach? How do I get more shares? How do I get more audience? And there's only one way around that, and I can't sugarcoat it, and that is using video. You have to be able to create short form, bite-sized video. This doesn't mean you need to be dancing and lip syncing, but again, if you start with number one and you create that first piece of content at the beginning of the month, you can turn those into very short clips. And there's lots of great AI tools that can help you with that if you're into the AI stuff, or you can have someone on your team create that for you. Okay, number five. Where are we? Number five? Sure, I think we're talking about engaging your audience with your community. Community. What is a community? People. A community is simply people that are following you for your thought leadership, your brand, your expertise. It doesn't necessarily mean they want to buy or they have a need for your product or service. And this is where some people get kind of confused. One of the ideas that we share here, and one of the things that's working really well for us, is we hold a small group workshop about 2 or 3 times per month with our community. We don't have a pitch. We don't sell anything at the end. We simply invite people, if they're interested in talking further with our team, they can book a call with us. We are now getting a small group of people showing up week after week after week. They are loving the content. They're saying, oh, we never thought about things that way. And we're just sharing. We're not selling. We're just sharing. If and when they're ready, they will now have a little bit more trust and see us perhaps as the company that they'd like to work with. Number six, we talk about transparency in terms of building trust and building credibility online. And I think this goes beyond just sharing the facts and the knowledge and the credentials. It goes a little bit deeper than that. And some people get a little concerned about this. And that is, I'm always going to encourage you to share pieces of behind the scenes in your life, in your business, whatever that looks like for you and whatever you're comfortable with, right? So many people are afraid to kind of get a little bit undressed, if you will. If you're having a bad day, there's nothing wrong with putting up a video discussing maybe what you didn't like about the day and what you might be doing. Take some of your educational moments into creating content, which will help just bring down sort of that veil or that shield and let people kind of behind the scenes. I've done that throughout the years. I've done it periodically. And I do think people resonate with that, and it can help you in building trust and authority online. Number seven, of course, this goes without saying, you've got to stay up to date with all the latest developments. And I think that is a point of opportunity, because when we talk about creating content, because if you're going to be seen as a thought leader, and maybe you aren't an author, maybe we're not saying you have to sit down and write a book, or you have to sit down and start a podcast. You can do this in micro snippets all throughout the year. One way to do that is by sharing industry news. One of the best things you can do today, and I know some of you are not on YouTube to watch this, but if you're on the podcast audio, you can go pop over to us, check us out on the YouTube channel. But you can open your phone, and on most social media apps, you can do a green screen video right from your phone, which simply means if you have seen industry news come out in your industry, or some state law has changed and you're an attorney, something has changed, there's been a breakthrough in technology, something like that, you can act as what we call a reporter. You can then take a screenshot, put it into your phone, go into one of the social media apps, and just discuss the latest development on whatever that news was. That's a very shareable piece. Now, what you want to do to that is you want to add your insights, your two cents, if you will, to that piece of content. So that's another great way as a way out of these 10 best practices to stay relevant, stay top of mind, and show up for your audience. Number eight, obviously fostering industry relationships and collaborations, kind of a little bit different from doing a podcast or something like that. But everyone in the marketplace is not your customer, but they could be a partner, a referral source, or an affiliate. And that's something that I see businesses like the last 13 years, you know, I can think very specifically about one company that just, they were getting so many leads on their website. They were a local company, but they were getting visitors and traffic and leads from other marketplaces because of how well their SEO was doing. It's just a part of the process. You can't just say, I want to rank in this marketplace for these keywords, because there are going to be searches and authority that comes to your website if it's done right, and you're going to get traffic from other places. We said, why don't you reach out to other industry providers that are basically competitors, but they're in other states, other cities that you don't serve, and build relationships. Another great opportunity in building trust and authority in the marketplace. So I would encourage you, number eight, to foster other relationships in your industry, even with competitors. There are going to be things that you do that they don't do, and vice versa. Great opportunity. Number nine, using data and research to support and advance your point of view or perspective. You know, one of the things that, for whatever reason, we love to get data, facts, figures. You know, people love this idea that ChatGPT has blown up the way it did. We loved hearing the idea that there were a million users within whatever it was, 30 days, the fastest app to get to a million users. I don't know if it was 30 days or 60 days, but we love data and research. What can you be doing in your industry? You know, as mundane or as simple as if you're in the air conditioning space, talk about the data around when an air conditioning unit is going to go out. If you're in roofing, talk about the average life of a roof and what can, you know, you can find data in almost everything that you do that will help be something someone might find relevant to their specific situation. So figure out how you can use data in your content and in your brand building. Last but not least, this is one that is easier said than done, but doable. Easier said than done, but doable. And that is to really seek out opportunities to be featured in publications, in media outlets. And one of the best ones is even on other podcasts or websites or blogs or emails. So what you can do along this idea of partnerships is you're really looking for industries or businesses or platforms or publishers who have your audience. And they're already speaking to that audience in some way, shape, or form, but they're not speaking about your topic. And by collaborating with those publishers, you can easily be added to the featured speaker list and be able to come in and do a webinar, be able to speak and do a keynote, be able to come in and be added to a segment of their newsletter or their blog, or even be featured in their email. Sometimes these are paid, sometimes these are done for free. Whatever that collaboration relationship looks like, those are the things that can help you continue to grow your brand and your authority. So this was a rapid list of 10. I hope you picked something up out of it. Let's just do a quick recap. Number one, consistently creating content and quality content But don't do it to where it's just breaking your neck. You've got to do it with a leveraged way. Sit down once a month and create that content. Get it out of the way. Number two, share your industry knowledge and thoughts through speaking engagements, webinars. Be able to really just bring your point of view as a personal brand forward. Number three, collaborate with other experts. One way I thought about is in podcasting. It's been one of the most fantastic ways for me. Number four, using social media, of course. One of the best things you can do there, sharing your insights and thoughts on video. You can pick up your smartphone and do it just quickly anytime you want. That way you can stay up to date with people. Number five, stay engaged with your audience. One of the best things I love doing right now is holding live workshops with 10, 15, 20 business owners, entrepreneurs, marketers, and just talking real talk. No sales, just real talk. What could that look like in your industry? Number six, staying transparent with all of your communications. That way, giving someone a little bit of a look behind the scenes. I love that idea. Look behind the scenes. It doesn't mean you have to tweet every meal or things that you're doing with your kids or whatever, but just how can you bring people behind the scenes of what's going on? It'll help build trust and authority. Number seven, stay up to date with latest events, current events. Talk about it. Use the green screen filter on social media. It's one of the easiest ways to create content because you're already an expert at this stuff anyway. And now you're just going to be sharing the latest breaking news. Number eight, fostering relationships with other industry experts. So that way you have the opportunity to collaborate on speaking opportunities. You can collaborate as affiliates, partnerships, referral relationships, all of those things. Number nine, data and research. Obviously, when data changes, news changes, there's breaking insights. Be the one to bring that to market. Be the one to bring it to market. Number 10, and last but not least, is looking for opportunities that you can collaborate in other media publications, on other podcasts, on other video channels. You can collaborate through email. So many ways to be seen as an industry expert and a thought leader in your niche. In doing so, you don't have to do all of these, by the way. Let me relieve you. Do any of these. Do one of these. If you were going to do any one of these starting next week or next month, which one would it be? I'd love to know on Instagram. At Mr. Darrell Evans, really anywhere on social media, at Mr. Darrell Evans. I'd love to know which one strikes you as something you could do. It's so interesting that when we talk about growing our brand, growing our business, it is a new frontier. It is a new modern frontier. The old way of doing things, it's not dead. I'm not going to say that, but it's certainly not the way to scale. You just can't scale without digital media today. You cannot scale still doing it mano a mano. Now, if you don't want to scale your business, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But if you're trying to reach more, serve more, make a bigger impact, you're going to want to incorporate one, if not more than one of these best strategies, practices, and tips. These questions and a lot of these shows that are coming up are going to be coming off the back of my workshops, some of the questions that we're answering every week. I'd love to invite you to attend one of these workshops. You can get notified if you want to become a part of the MindShift community. Head over to mindshiftcommunity.com. Just enter your first name and email address. We'll let you know when those workshops are coming up. Most of these workshops are free of charge. And if they're not free of charge, there's just some nominal cost, maybe 15, 20, 25, 50 bucks, whatever it may be. But majority of these are free workshops. So my name is Darrell Evans. Hit the follow, hit the subscribe button. If you got anything out of today's episode, feel free to take them and run with them. Reach out to me on Instagram at Mr. Darrell Evans, and I'll see you on another episode of the MindShift Podcast. Talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, thanks again for listening today to today's episode of the MindShift Podcast. Listen, let's not have the conversation end here. Connect with me on social at Mr. Darrell Evans on almost all the platforms, with the exception of Facebook. My Facebook fan page is at Darrell Evans Fan. Until next week, remember, you're just one shift away from the breakthrough you're looking for.